Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be asking a very important question. That question is about the real meaning of Eid. What is, what is the real meaning of Eid, and for whom Eid can be a good and a happy day? As you know, we have passed the month of Ramadan. For a lot of people in the Muslim world, this is the day of Eid. In any case, wherever you are, we would like to offer our congratulations to you on this most auspicious day. The month of Ramadan has passed, and it is a very important month. Today, the question we want to ask is basically, who is the person who really deserves to celebrate this day? Can any and everybody just celebrate Eid, and can it be a happy day for any and everyone, or no? Fortunately, we have an answer to this question in the form of a hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. In this hadith, a rawi, a transmitter of hadith, he says that one day I went to the home of the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, on the day of Eid. It was one of the Eids, either Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Adha. The narrator doesn't determine and distinguish which one it was. In any case, the person says he goes to the house of Imam Ali. He saw that Imam Ali alayhi salam was sitting at his table, and in front of him was a small piece of bread and two bowls of porridge. And the person became surprised. He became amazed and surprised at this. And he asked the Imam, he said, "Today is the day of Eid, and you are eating this food," in allusion to the fact that the food is very simple. On the day of Eid, people are happy. They are very peculiar about making good food and having a lavish meal, inviting a lot of guests. But when he saw the simplicity of the food of the Imam on that day, he was surprised. It took him, he became amazed at this, and he asked the Imam why this was so. And the Imam, he replied that the day of Eid is only truly a day of Eid for a person whose acts of worship, whose acts of ibadat, whose fasting Allah accepts. Otherwise, it's not really a happy day for the person. Right. So to answer the question there, in light of this beautiful hadith, is that the day of Eid is truly a happy day for that person whose acts of worship in the month of Ramadan has been accepted by Allah. Therefore, somebody might ask a subsequent question, that is, how can we know if our acts of worship have really been accepted by Allah or not, right? Nobody really knows. So how can we really celebrate, the month of, the day of Eid? How can we be sure about this? Well, the answer to this question is yes. Nobody really knows for 100% sure whether his acts of worship and his acts of ibadah have been accepted by Allah or not. And we have, other hadiths which say that the believer, he's always in between fear and hope, right? But maybe we can answer this question by saying, as long as we don't know for sure that our acts of worship have not been accepted by Allah, then at least from this point of view, we can celebrate Eid to a certain extent. Maybe that is the answer to this question. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at who can really celebrate the day of Eid in the light of the hadith of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
Rabbana ya Rabbana.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.